Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to The Manager Show, and The Manager Show is brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. You never take it for granted, but boy, what a luxury when you have a guy like Corey Kluber, Terry, who can rescue a bullpen, rescue a ball club every 5 days, and I guess there's a reason why he's a Cy Young candidate again.
Yeah, he's earned that reputation. You know, he earns it every 5 days. He actually earns it all 5 days, you know, by not only the way he pitches, but the way he works out the next day, the way he pays attention to detail on his catch game, the way he does his bullpen session. I mean, there's a reason, you know, he has good stuff, but there's a reason that his level of consistency is so high, and it's just because of the way he goes about things.
Boy, and Terry, he impacts the game not only the day he pitches, right?
Well, I mean, you know, you're always trying to win. But being able to win, and we didn't warm up Miller or Cody, man, that helps because, you know, you're getting into the part of the season now where you'd love to use your guys, but you don't want to use them too much. And not having guys available, I mean, we saw it in an extra inning game, it didn't help us. And you know, when somebody can pitch well enough, allow our offense to spread a game out a little bit where we don't even get them up, oh, my goodness. Every bullet you can save now is huge.
Is he, in your mind, pretty much the same guy you saw 2 years ago?
Yeah, physically, yes. I think he's smarter now. You know, he's been through the league. Got to remember, he lost his catcher in Gomes, who, yeah, you know, of all people, he was as close to Gomer as anybody. So I think he's learning more about himself, you know, maybe almost leading the catcher through the game as opposed to the other way, and that's okay. But I just think, if anything, he's held his physical stuff, but he's smarter.
You mentioned Yan Gomes. Any word on Yan?
Gomer's going to catch 9 innings tonight and then DH tomorrow, and then we'll regroup again, but he's doing okay.
And he's not able to come off the DL because he was put on the 60-day until what, 16th, 17th,
yeah,
something,
you know,
like that?
Right around there. But we don't want him to be ready before that. He needs to have, mm-hmm, I mean, my goodness, he's caught now parts of 3 games. That's not very much. We need to let him have the rest of this week because, just in fairness to him.
Also, Danny Salazar, the word, I can't even get into the language. I can't hardly speak it, but it's better news than it could have been, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, he's not going to pitch for the next little bit, but it's all musculature, which is good. I mean, anytime you start talking about that area, whether a guy has had a previous Tommy John or not, that's your first concern. They imaged him, and that repair is fine, so that's good. This is all musculature, so they can do a PRP injection to try to speed up the healing. Then he'll be down for 10 days, 8 to 10, somewhere in there, depending on how he's doing, and then they'll start to ramp him back up. Now, that gets us to the end of the season. So then what you do is, hopefully, we're still playing, and we'll continue to ramp him up, and we'll see how he does. But first and foremost, the priority is for Danny's health. And then if he shows that he is completely healthy, we'll figure it out.
The rest of the way, then, are both Tomlin and Clevinger in the rotation, Terry?
Well, I don't know if we need to do that, you know, ahead of time. I mean, the plan, it would be nice if it works out that way. But we got to see, you know, we have a day off, we'll kind of, we'll use the day off to our advantage, and we'll kind of see where we're at.
Also, tonight, now it's the Chicago White Sox. It's a 4-game series with this club. And, you know, I know a lot of times we talk about records and all of that. They might be the best sub-500 ball club in baseball, especially who they send out there almost on a given night on the mound.
Yeah, we've talked about it from time to time, you know. They keep making these acquisitions in the winter, and in my opinion, they're good. And it kind of makes you worry a little bit. And then their record hasn't quite matched up to it, and I don't know why. But I do know they've been playing with energy, which at this time of year is important for teams that are below 500. And you know what, Hammy? I fall back on it every day. Tonight is they're in our way tonight. So I don't care what their record is, we need to find a way to beat them.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.